Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm great, my friend. How about you?
Great. Are you recovered from all that partying that the Stamps won?
Yes, I am. It was a good win. It's nice for the city, right? Put one under our belt.
Yeah, it was like a... It was always like a bridesmaid two times in a row, and now we're the bride. Well, you're a bride, so that's
easy.
Well, what?
Wow, it's going to be that kind of Saturday, is it? Okay. Speaking of, I actually, there's no segue.
Don't segue on that one.
We're just going to jump to the
just
next.
Just move on. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You know, this is kind of what we call our water cooler section, right? We talk about things that clients' conversations or second opinions. What's the trend? What are people talking about? I know last week you and Andrew talked a lot about fear.
Mm-hmm.
I talked a lot about, you know, this week was interesting in the sense that let's discuss what the markets, why the volatility, what are the markets trying to get their head around? Not just general fear, okay, but let's try to provide that education, give somebody an understanding of what markets are trying to reprice. Because in the absence of that information, Faisal, people just revert to sheer panic and you can make bad decisions, right? But the market is trying to digest some of the things that are going on.
Correct.
There's sort of, I'm going to give you sort of four big things that the market's been trying to figure out. October the 3rd, we had the U.S. Federal Chair Powell talking about interest rates, using language that was suggesting to the market that that rates may be going up farther and faster than originally anticipated.
Correct.
Okay? We got some news this week that was different. We can talk about that. But, sure. but for sure, interest rates... The path of interest rates, where they're going, how fast is a concern, and markets are trying to figure that out and price it properly. We've got the Chinese and U.S. trade dispute. I mean, it's bigger than that, but those are the two big sort of gorillas in the room right now battling it out. The market's trying to sort of price out what risk is involved and attached to that. We've got some issues around Brexit, right?
Yep.
So we're in the final strokes here of trying to figure out whether or not the U.K. is going to pass this and what it's going to look like. The March deadline is approaching, so the market's trying to figure that out. And then, you know, you'd put, I'd throw in that category as well, a little bit about Italy and some of the budgetary problems.
Sure.
and their bond markets. So there are some real issues that, you know, stock and bond markets are trying to figure out.
Digest, yep.
Right.
Yep.
Now we did a conference call not long ago, and none of the economic data, what we suggest to clients, none of the economic data suggests this is a recession. We have global growth taking place. Hey, albeit perhaps slowing from the second quarter, but global growth is taking place. We've had lots of questions about, is this a 2008 scenario, right? I mean, let's think about 2008. 2008, we were worried about an entire collapse, like a global collapse of the entire financial global system, right? This is not a 2008 scenario, right? But there are some issues that the market's trying to determine. So Fed Chair Powell. October 3rd makes some comments that led the market to believe that what he calls the neutral rate, this is the interest rate at which the U.S. Fed believes doesn't hurt nor does it hinder economic progress in the United States, suggesting that neutral rate was higher than I think what many market participants felt. And that started the volatility. We saw a lot of volatility in October as,
correct,
you know, stocks and bonds are all getting repriced according to what may happen as a result of that. Well, this past week we got some, you know, we got some different commentary from the chair, supported by last month's Fed minutes to their meeting, suggesting that the neutral rate perhaps isn't all that far away now. So interest rates may not be going up as far as fast as markets were pricing.
It's interesting you say that, because if you look at the communique of Fed Powell and the entire committee, you see that the range of neutral goes from 2.75 to 3.75.
Right.
That's a wide range.
It's a wide range.
2.75 suggests nothing right now, no changes. 3.75 suggests 5 interest rate increases to get to the neutral stance.
Right.
Look how wide that is. The market has basically priced in that it's not going to happen in the near term, right, next 6 months, maybe one interest rate increase. So the markets are repricing just on the verbiage of what the committee has basically said. And so I think this is where people have to take a step back and let individual traders and economists predict that stuff. When you're an individual living in Calgary, investing, you know, transitioning or living in retirement, trying to predict what the Fed's going to do before you do it, which is what the market's doing, which is based upon what those market leaders are trying to make it happen, is a very difficult task. It's third generation information that you're working on. I think you need to look at some key trends. As long as the fundamentals work, and today we're talking about Fed and we're talking about interest rates and we're talking about Brexit. And if you go back a few years ago, we were talking about Greece.
Yep.
You go back a few years ago, we were talking about recession and depression potentially. And you go back a few years before that, and there's always something to talk about.
Yep.
And there's, but if you look at that and you say, pretend there was no such thing as the information of why,
right,
and just look at the fundamentals of how,
right,
it doesn't matter what the what people are talking about as long as you invest on the fundamentals.
Right.
And the fundamentals have really no present sign of recession at this point in time over the next 12 months.
Right.
So what are some of those signs? We look at an inverted yield curve. We're getting close, but we're not there yet. The manufacturing index is still looking good. Positive inflationary trends looking good. Utilization of capacity looking good. Like, I can go on, yeah, and on and on. There's so many different indicators that we look at. And if those things are continually looking good, the fundamentals say it's still a good place to invest into. However, can you handle the volatility is a different conversation than can you just invest on fundamentals? Because mm-hmm. as long as you believe in the fundamentals are solid or are sound on your argument, then you can, you should be able to handle the volatility. But when you look at those statements month to month, it can be quite concerning.
Well, for sure. And you know, I wanted to raise this topic only because I think that that gut feel and hope, fear, and despair are not strategies, right? Strategies are based on fundamentals.
Correct.
Now, markets can trade around things and they can get it wrong in the short term, and fear and greed and all those things can influence markets. But ultimately, over cycles, okay, what you have to do is focus on the economics and pick good quality assets, you know, given the economics and so on and so forth. That hasn't changed over time. And it's the same thing now, right?
That's so the only thing that's constant.
That's
everything,
right,
else is noise and people reacting to it.
Right.
And that's the emotion of it. I know it's hard, but if we can just stay disciplined to the fundamentals, you're going to be fine over the longer period of time. And I'm speaking 5 to 10 years. I'm not talking 20, 30 years like some people talk about when they mention long-term. Could we only look in 5 and 10 year buckets, right?
Yeah, no, exactly right. Okay, you know, we can continue. I didn't want to go down a path of just talking about fear, but it is arming yourself with the proper information so that,
correct,
you can make appropriate decisions.
And now, so get the advice, understand what the fundamentals are, and can you accept the volatility given the fundamentals today is my advice or recommendation for everybody. Get that advice, is very important.
We
and we've got a good
up,
show.
Yeah, we just wrapped up Financial Literacy Month.
That's right. So we're going to talk about that. Do you know what you need to do to handle your finances is better? We talked to our financial literacy leader about that, and she'll be discussing what are the key things. And also, it's the season that people start to give.
Yeah.
We kick off December talking to a charity near and dear to us, which is the Calgary Children's Foundation. So
yep,
looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we'll talk about different ways to give, strategies, and we'll talk to Betty Jo Kaiser about what the Calgary Children's Foundation does. Now, this one's near and dear to us, my friend, but it doesn't exclude others. So there's lots of people that have very specific causes that they support as a result of, you know, family and so on and so forth. So,
correct.
You know, tis the season for sure. Now, we've got our last seminar of the year coming up.
That's right.
December 4th.
Yeah, normally we don't do one in December.
No.
We had to add one because more and more people are concerned about their retirement.
Right. Yeah.
More and more people are concerned about their future and how, with this kind of volatility, I can't handle it. I don't know if it's going to work out. A lot of people don't know how they're going to have their income, we call it bulletproofing your retirement. People are very concerned out there. They really want to get this information. So we had to add on a session in December because of the demand. More importantly, we're pretty much booked up that session.
Yeah.
And that's on Tuesday, December the 4th, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beers. Now, we do have a few seats, so you need to register. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Don't go away. We'll be talking about the special Calgary charity on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.